Come on, Aunt Loretta, you know you love it.
My husband and I love to gamble. That's why we went to Vegas for a week. It was meant to be 7 days and nights of nothing but our favorite pastime. Slots, tables, cards, everything we loved. Nothing else would get in our way. Not even sex. There was simply no time for it. To my husband's way of thinking, why waste valuable gambling time doing something we could do at home? I agreed with him. Well, kind of. As it was, Bill was right. Lady Luck was really on our side. We were hitting everything in sight and winning all kinds of money. Pretty soon our winnings reached well into the thousands, and the hotel put us into a comp suite. The following day, the fast pace was starting to get to me. So, to relax a little, I took the afternoon off from gambling. Besides, my luck had begun to sour. It was definitely a time for rest from cards and slots. That's when I first met Shanae. After meeting her at the lounge, I invited the younger black woman back to our suite for a cocktail and a soak in the room's hot tub. After about an hour of soaking and chatting, Shanae told me of a male dancer service that catered to private parties inside your hotel room. While reluctant at first, I soon came around to being entertained by a handsome young stud. "Really, Loretta, it's all done quite innocently," she said. "The guys just dance for you, then leave. They really can't do much more than dance. If I'm not sure, I think it's against the law or something." At the time, what she said made all the sense in the world. So with that, I told Shanae to make the call. With over $5,000 of winnings, I could certainly afford $300 for a male dancer and some sexual stimulation. At least, that's how I felt. Until the young male stripper walked into the room. Once he did, I couldn't believe my eyes. The handsome hunk my new friend had hired to entertain us was none other than my stepsister's oldest son. Needless to say, I was mortified. What should I do? I asked myself over and over, hoping young Dennis wouldn't know the step-aunt he hadn't seen in years, and a step-aunt who couldn't possibly let her step-nephew strip naked in front of her. Jesus, how would I ever explain that to his mother back home? For sure, Kathy would never understand that for a second. In any event, before I could decide on what to do, it was too late to do anything. He started dancing to his own music, teasing us both with his gyrating muscular body and big bulging cock. I don't have to tell you, it wasn't hard to become aroused by what we were watching. Not only was his body the finest male physique I'd ever seen, the massive bulge poking his satin shorts had to be the biggest cock on the planet. It was certainly the biggest cock I'd ever seen. How could a woman not want him fucking her? Nevertheless, I had to control myself. This was my step-nephew who was exciting me. I could only look, not touch, even though I could feel my panties moistening with each look at that well-toned, beautiful body, not to mention his big, beautiful cock. On the other hand, Shanae didn't have to control anything. This wasn't her step-nephew doing the teasing dance. He was mine. To the lovely black woman, he was a handsome white man showing off his body, and the big hard cock I was sure she'd want once the dance ended. To me, it was the big hard cock of my stepsister's son I was drooling over with my own dirty thoughts. If she wanted to fuck for him, there was nothing I could say to stop it. He wasn't her family. On the other hand, if I wanted to fuck for Dennis, I'd have to answer to both my conscience and my stepsister. Remarkably, I was able to maintain my composure and not give in to my lustful feelings. I held myself back, even though I actually wanted his cock even more than Shanae did. As for my young black friend, well, she couldn't hold back any longer. Shanae lost all control and gave in quickly, falling off the bed and onto her knees in front of Dennis and his big bulging cock.